Welcome to Oust Now podcast that amplifies the voices and topics which help us think of situations differently. We are your hosts, Tanya and Janine. We believe that together we can make a difference by discussing important and even fun topics of our time. Oust Now podcast delves into the stories and experiences of individuals who have faced tough times. We uncover the hidden narratives in difficult topics. Through this podcast, we strive not only to inform, but also to empower our listeners. Together, we can raise awareness and spark meaningful dialogue. We believe that everyone has a role to play in shaping the world we live in. So join us as we oust now.
Hey everybody, thanks for tuning in.
Yes, we appreciate all of you guys for taking time to really have a listen to our humble opinions. And today is a bit of a sad day. No, it is a sad day. It's not a bit of a sad day. It just is a sad day. Because as we are recording this, it is Sunday, August 27th, and yesterday, on Saturday, August 26th, there was another mass shooting that was racially motivated, where, and it's known to be racially motivated. Y'all can look it up, CNN, NBC, ABC. They're all reporting the same thing, the fact that it's racially motivated, because there's facts to kind of back that. There are facts that back that up, where a shooter killed three people at a Dollar General in Jacksonville, Florida. So we're going to talk about it. And we want to try to be respectful of the families of the victims, because they have lost loved ones. No names have been made available for public knowledge. And I suspect it's because maybe all families have not been notified. But here we are again, where you cannot go do your daily shopping or a quick run to the store without someone feeling like they have to take your life, because you're Black in America. So the name of the shooter has not been publicized. I'm not sure why, since they know who it is. The shooter ultimately did take their own life, so they will not be held responsible for this act. And yeah, that's why we're here. This is what we're going to talk about today. So we're a little bit solemn, and prayers to the families of the victims. Our thoughts are with you. Yeah, our thoughts are with you.
Absolutely. Prayers go up. It's tragic. I think the fact that he chose to take his own life was a cowardly move. My heart goes out to his family as well, because I know they really did try to do the right thing. They did find out what his state of mind was, and they reported it as soon as they found out. But by that time, it was still, unfortunately, too late. Yeah. So my prayers go to his family, as well as the families of the victims, because this is a really sad, it's a sad day. I mean, yesterday was a sad day. Today is a sad day, having to tackle this topic and tackle this chain of events. Like, it's just sad.
Yeah. Yes. And
So Janine was like, she basically shared this article with me because you were in a live TikTok. And to be frank, like I was just running around all day, so I didn't realize this had happened. I was just, mom mode, wife mode, get my house in order mode, and trying to relax somewhere in there. So, Janine sent this to me, and it's in a live, and she had to remind me of it because, frankly, I was in all of those modes that I didn't actually see it until quite some time later. And when I finally was, I was like, okay, I'm finding out information. I was, of course, shocked. A part of me was like, oh, well, here we are again. Which is sad to say, because it's not the first time it's happened. But we're going into the background of it because, A, this is how we found out about it, but also as we were in it and finding information. Now, we didn't just use this as our one source. Yes, we were in TikTok Live finding out people's opinions about it, but it made national news between CNN and local news and whatnot. So we have more information, just more than what we saw on this live, but this is why we bring it up. We know that the shooting was racially motivated, but within this live, there was a lot of commentary to the opposite. So some of the things were, and Janine, I know you were in it a little bit longer than I was. One person was like, well, were they thieving? Like, what were they doing? Like, what were the people in the store doing that caused them to be
On the
killed?
lot.
There was a lot of that. Well, I bet you they were stealing. What were they doing? How do you know it's racially motivated?
So that part right there kind of infuriated me, especially for the people that was like, oh, how do you know? That's what the news is saying, but how do you really know? And I'm thinking to myself, now I bet you if the shoe was on the other foot and this was a black person and it was racially motivated, y'all wouldn't be asking all those questions, or y'all wouldn't be like, oh, well, that's just what the media is saying. Because there's a lot of times, okay, let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Like, where the media was saying some stuff about some black people, and come to find out they were innocent, right? So now you have this person who's like, ah, oh, how do you know? That's just what media is saying, but you don't know if it's true. Well, that's kind of like a wait, what? So we don't know if it's true when it's not black people. So when it's not people of color, we speculate what parts of what the media is saying is true. But when it's people of color that's involved, ain't no speculation. Oh, well, the media says, right?
And you and I were both kind of in the comments, and I was like, well, don't take it from me. Here's a CNN article. I was posting the article, like, here, read it for yourself, because this one article went into it went into depth about the scenario and what actually happened and how they could tell that it was racially motivated. And I'm just sitting there to myself, like, well, just read the new, like, read an article, Google it if you're so vested in this. Go find out the information instead of just making random comments. That's frankly bullshit.
But get your facts
Right.
and then come back and see me.
Right. Because as it stands right now, it's very clearly ro racially motivated. And to kind of back up a little bit, like this did happen at a Dollar General, but prior to this individual even getting to the Dollar General, he was at a local historically black college and attempted to gain entry there. And when he was denied entry there, then he moved on to the Dollar General.
And
So,
thank God,
oh, I know.
right? I didn't mean to cut you off, but like, thank God that he was turned away. And it was really for not identifying himself. But I think to myself, yo, whoever that was that really stuck to whatever their policy is, or who really saw that there was something there, even though they might not have been able to exactly identify, but whoever realized that there was something off, saved so many lives. And I can't wait to find out who was it or what group of people kind of picked up on it or said something, because they saved lives that day from turning him away. And it's so unfortunate that he went and still continued his heart, you know, this heartbreaking agenda. Like, it's tragic. I hate that he went to the Family Dollar, and I mean, well, the Dollar General, and did the same, did, you know, whatever he was intending to do at that school, he just took it elsewhere. Mm-hmm. He was really, from looking at it, it really looks like he was really intending on doing another school shooting, another mass shooting at a school.
Yeah. Yeah.
But not there. And so I thank them. And I appreciate how, and we talked about that earlier. I don't want to get off the topic, but I appreciate how these schools have really changed their security and whether you can come into that school, how you're going to come into that school, and everything. And it's the little stuff like that that really makes a difference.
Yeah. I'm happy that whoever was on campus was diligent and on their shit enough to be like, you need to go from here. Right. Because you're right.
Right.
Had they not been like this, oh my God, this would have been a totally different
story.
Yeah.
Different story. It, still tragic, but yeah. Very different.
Yeah. Because nonetheless, he still did take some, he took three people's lives.
Right.
So here we are again. This is not the first time it's happened. What, just a year ago in Buffalo, New York, 10 people were killed. I wish that we didn't see or hear about these stories. Like, enough is enough. Mm-hmm. The governor of that state, I guess, you know, they speak out about it. And he said, well, you know, they condemning it. And calling the person a coward for taking the easy way out because they basically took their own life in the end. I remember, like, I read that and I said, but do you really care? You're coming out against this, but do you really care? Because you're not really helping to educate people, all people, okay? You're not really helping to educate all people.
Right.
You want to pick and choose what you think should be in the history books when it's all relative. It's all important. You start picking apart and only the good parts of what you think, not the good parts, what you think is the good parts about education. But what kind of education are you really giving the individuals in your state when you're not giving them a true accounting that people can truly learn from? So how are you, I guess I wonder, like, how are you really condemning this? If anything, you're contributing to the ignorance.
Right.
So, you know, for the governor to kind of say that, I'm like, well, I guess you're part of the problem, sir, aren't you? What's your solution?
Right. You can find ways to combat everything else. What you gonna do about this right here?
Yeah. And, you know, obviously it's not in just this state. Because when you look at Buffalo, that was in New York. It was New York State. In New York City is one of the most diverse places you could ever be. But this, you know, in Buffalo is Buffalo. I guess what I wonder, what are they doing about it?
Right.
What I also want to know is how this 20-year-old was walking around with an AR-15 and a Glock and was able to do this, considering some of the things that we talked about. He was detained or held under the Baker Act. And the Baker Act is specifically for individuals who are of mentally ill, who could potentially own guns. But even though, despite that, that was in 2017, because it wasn't involuntary. It wasn't an involuntary 72-hour hold. That's why he was still able to obtain these firearms, I believe. Now, please know, this is all alleged. Because some of these details haven't come out. Like, well, how... So, some of this may be a little bit of a speculation. But he was actually held under the Baker Act for 72 hours. But somehow he... So he has a history of mental illness. And we were talking about earlier, saying sometimes people with mental illness, they are, you know, they do have to have some protection. That's, which is true. But what about protection for these people here who died? Could this have been prevented? Could Buffalo have been prevented?
I can't wait for us to actually cover this in another episode, especially when it comes to this availability and these gun laws. Mm-hmm. Because me and you went into depth in it. Mm-hmm. And I can't wait till we really get to that. So it's really, I'm trying to really say how I feel about it, but without changing.
Mm-hmm. Staying on to the.
Right. Without staying focused on this tragic event and other ones like it. It's so hard. Because we can't, there has to be a change. And I think it's going to be a lot of change in a lot of different areas mm-hmm. in order to make it happen. And then even with those changes, are we really going to do anything about it? You know, and I really feel that racism in America, no matter how we try to say we're better, but
we're not.
It's exactly right. And I'm not making it one-sided, because I have been in some conversations or in some rooms that was just people of color. And I was shocked about some of the comments and things that were said. So it's both sides. I'm not going to make it seem like, oh, it's just, you know, mm-hmm. people of color that are, you know, being victimized against or have these points of views. But no, I've seen it. I've actually was like really floored a couple of times by some stuff that people have said, people of color that have said things about other races. And you'd be like, wow, you're part of the problem.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And I'll admit, full disclosure, like I have had, maybe in some instances, I may be part of the problem. And I'm not like, no lie. Like, I have had instances, but because of where I grew up, and I think because of September 11th, I have had internal dialogue about certain situations where I'm like, where I may look at someone of a certain culture and wonder, let me just say that not everyone is guilty of being prejudiced, maybe racist. So no one's immune to it, like you were saying earlier. Like, no one's immune to it. And for full disclosure, like, I've had moments because of being a New Yorker and working in Manhattan during September 11th and having that experience. Full disclosure, I mean, I have Muslim friends. And I have had moments where I've had internal dialogue, or maybe I've had internally like an internal fear of someone who was from a Middle Eastern country, who may have been speaking a Middle Eastern language, that made me fearful because of terrorism, plain and simple. So no one is immune to having maybe prejudiced thoughts, but do we take a moment and say to ourselves, well, where is this coming from? Is this coming from my fear? Where is this coming from? And I think once we have that internal dialogue of, well, where is this coming from, we can help to dispel some of that. Mm-hmm. And like, I'm being very transparent. And I know it's wrong, but I will sit there and have my conversation and be like, oh, okay, you know, this is coming from fear. this is not a factual thing. Because there's like some of it's fear-based. Okay, if it's fear-based, it's fear-based. And you can figure that out if you have your internal dialogue. And I'm being fully transparent. We were in Burlington Co. Factory, and for a moment I was kind of fearful and I expressed it. And Q was like, man, you know, that's kind of racist. And I was like, I think you're right. And that's my fear. I have to kind of work through. But they weren't doing anything wrong. They were just shopping. So I say that to say, yes, no one is immune to having these feelings. But if you're honest with yourself and sit with yourself and sit with it and say, is this a factual fear? Mm-hmm. Or is this like, there's a certain word for it. Is it an irrational fear? Okay. You have to have that, right?
Okay.
But that's just one example that I can use for me personally, where I felt like, and I was like, you know, Yutani, you really got to work on that, because that's not right.
Some of it is genuine fear, right? But then think about it. Some of it is just straight ignorance, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. Lack of education. And then the way they're changing the narrative when it comes to education, that's part of the problem.
Yeah,
people have all the facts and are still ignorant to all the facts, and now we want to adjust those facts as well.
So they become alternate facts.
Right. So I feel like, yes, it's fear, and then some of it is lack of knowledge. Do you disagree? Mm-hmm.
No, because I agree.
I read some of the comments. I read some of the comments when we were, you know, when we were in that live. And I'm not even talking about all of the news articles that we actually researched together and really kind of got more of the facts. But the stuff that was being said in there, some of it was just straight ignorant. Like, let's talk about I don't even know if you saw that comment, but one person was like, oh, well, wait a minute. I thought we can't breathe.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, wait, what?
Yeah. Yeah.
What? Mm-hmm. Like, if that's not ignorant, I don't know what is.
And inflammatory. Like, I don't know. It's like the comments are moving so fast. It's like you want to comment and respond to somebody, and then you're like, well, I can't respond fast enough.
Yeah, I had that happen too. Like, what? What did you say? And some of the comments about the black on black crime. And I'm listen, I'm with it. But if they really read statistics, most of the time, that's clear across the board. Most white people kill other white folks. Most black people kill other black folks. Now, is it at different percentages? Yeah, that is true. But I feel like they were trying to change the narrative, and like you said, incite that negativity. For lack of a better word, but
I think that's incite. I think that's good,
right?
One.
Like, they were like, oh, you know, let's talk about black on black crime. So you see, I don't know if you even seen what I was doing, but I was like, yeah, go talk about that. Go talk about it in another live, because this live right here is about these black people that were minding their business and they were in this store shopping and they got unalived because of it. We're not talking about these other topics that y'all want to try to change the narrative, that y'all want to try to incite something that this live is not about. Let's be respectful. These three black people lost their lives. And whether you like it or not, it was intentional. It was intentional by this young man who had a warped way of thinking. Mm-hmm. And sometimes people don't like to accept facts. They want to blame the victims or put a narrative out there. Well, what were they doing in the store? Minding their damn business, doing what most people do when they go to Dollar General trying to buy something a little cheaper because this economy and this recession is killing. Okay? That's probably what they was doing.
Right.
You know,
by the way, they don't have the best prices.
And they really don't.
Like, they really don't.
Like, I had to figure that joke out. I was like, well, wait a minute. I'm paying a dollar in this for this, but I can go right there to Wally World and I can get the whole set.
Right. They don't have the best prices, but I think that they get it because of the name and people just assume. Right. I'm like, no, my pocket dictates where I shop.
Right. What's on sale? Who got it for the best price? Mm-hmm. Okay, I can buy these individually here, or I can go right here and buy a whole set and pay probably way cheaper than what I'm paying. Save a couple of, save some change, and everything counts, especially the way things are looking right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And like again, girl, I could go into a, look, we could probably even do an episode about that. Things that we can do, you know, or you know,
yeah,
things that we can do to kind of like help combat some of this things that we're dealing with the way things are, with the price of and stuff going on, you know, and our money ain't as stretching, and maybe we can come up with some ideas to stretch that. I'm trying to make this dollar go as far as it can go.
As far as you can.
Right? Let's see how we can do this. Penny here, penny there.
Be more conscious. Oh no, sorry, that's a whole other topic.
Right,
I think you're right. I think that sometimes they take. I can't tell if they're just trying to incite anger. I think that there's people out there. And this is something that I've just kind of come to as I've gotten older. Like, if you would have asked me maybe 10, 15 years ago, I think maybe I still would have been a little bit more naive. But as I look at it now, I think that there's people out there who only want to see destruction. Mm-hmm. And that's why they behave the way that they do. I don't subscribe to that mindset, but I am now beginning to see that there's people who are. Because you start to see it in countless incidences on TV and news. You see it. Mm-hmm. But there's this real lack of caring for each other as individuals, as humans, putting race aside. Like, there's this real lack of caring when it comes to, I'm just human. People are human. Like, well, this is real lack of caring when it comes to human life. I don't understand how I could take, someone could say, well, I'm just going to pick this up and I'm just going to start killing people today. I don't understand.
You're
it.
Right. You're right. And you can really see that disrespect. You can really see that disrespect. And I'm not even trying to, you know, keep beating a dead horse, but there was even someone who made the comment during that live, oh, well, maybe he should have had a chair for that.
Yeah, I saw that.
And I was like, yo, it's amazing. Now, listen, how can you even compare that? Nobody died as a result of what happened in Alabama. Nobody lost their life when all those people of color defended that man or was enraged about what they saw and contributed. No one lost their life. Now, it might've been some hurt feelings, right? It was some hurt feelings. It was some bruises, but everybody still got up at the end of the day and walked away. Not only walked away, but hell, some of them in handcuffs right now and still sitting in jail right now. No one lost their life. And for someone to say something that insensitive about these people who lost their life. Yeah. This is how you think? You are the problem. You're why we're here today.
Mm-hmm. Now, please understand that this is not the first time this has happened. This is also not the first time. Let me rephrase this. We are not the only culture that has experienced something like this, but we are focusing on this specifically because this is what happened here. There have been quite a few mass shootings.
Right.
I'm tired. Like, I am tired of it. I have been tired of it. But between Buffalo and I think after Uvalde, I am just like exhausted from it, because it just, so, but please understand, we're talking about this specifically because this was a racially motivated issue, but this is not the only mass shooting that we've experienced as a whole in this country. But I'm tired. Are you tired of it? Because I'm like, I don't know. I am tired of hearing this shit over and over, and nothing changes. Yeah. Yeah. And it feels like this, it hurts every single time. Or it hurts me. Every single time I hear about some shit like this. But it hurts even more. Sorry, I'm thinking about Uvalde, and I'm just like, I'm filled with emotion right now because I'm like, these kids. And I know it's a separate topic.
It is a separate topic. That's what I was really trying, right?
I was trying not to, but like, I want to say, like, we're focusing on this specific because it was racially motivated. Right. And we understand very much that it's a bigger issue.
Right.
We understand that very much. So please don't think, anyone who's listening, that we are taking away from that, because this is a very specific topic and we do have plans to talk about the bigger issue. And it may just be the next one. It just may be our next topic. But I'm exhausted from it. I am exhausted from this. No one wants to do anything about it. There's in schools, they're like, well, we don't want to teach real history because we don't want to scare people. And we don't want people to be hurt about the fact that, yo, people, white people actually own fucking slaves in this country. Right. We can't say that. But the fact that we're asking you as a culture to be honest about our roles and to be honest about our place in building this country. That's all. Or recognition in it. The fact that everyone keeps trying to push it down and act like it doesn't happen, that makes people speak about it more. Mm-hmm. And that's because we're speaking about what we are owed, or not even monetary, our roles in how this country was developed. Realistically, they don't want to speak the truth about it because they don't want to speak the truth about it. We have to talk about it. But if they just fucking acknowledged it, just acknowledge it, I don't think that we would be experiencing so much hate from it. Mm. It's their lack of acknowledgement that is, and I say they, I'm talking about the fact that none of it's that lack of an acknowledgement that is causing or breeding this hate. Mm-hmm. And the lack of recognition, because we're just saying, hey, we are owed recognition to this. Mm-hmm. But no one wants to give it. It's like, who gives a fuck that y'all was slave 100 years ago? No, but that's what everyone wants to say. But what you don't understand is that this country wouldn't be here if we didn't play that fucking role.
I find that I'm trying to wrap my mind around it and articulate this correctly, but it's hard for me to wrap my mind around how people are so quick to be like, oh, get over it. That happened how long ago? Right. So get over it. But there are people in the Jewish community that get all kinds of recognition for what they endured. Mm-hmm. Right? Yep. But when it comes to Black people in America, it's get over it. It's comments like that, like you should have brought a chair. It's comments like, oh, I thought you can't breathe. It's stuff like that. That is disgusting and hurtful. And as much as I want to be angry about it, because it did make me angry, I know you see me commenting on some of that stuff in there, but it also made me take a step back and, hey, I really feel sorry for y'all. I feel sorry for the future in America, for our kids. My heart aches because, again, like we said earlier, we want to sit back and be like, oh, I see change. There's change. There's change. There's change. And then you see some of these comments, and then you see some of these things are happening, and it's just heartbreaking. And you realize, you know what? We really have not come that far at all.
I'm angry.
For which reason?
All of the above.
You know what I'm trying to say? All of the above. Like,
all of the motherfucking above. I'm angry because it shouldn't happen in the first place. There is nothing that we can do as a culture that can incite someone to say, you know, I'm gonna unalive a bunch of Black folks because of what? Because we want some recognition, we want some acknowledgement for our role in history, but the real role, not the fake shit. There's nothing that we have done as a culture, but it seems like these people, all they see is that because we exist, they have this hate, but we asked for this. Our people did not ask for it, but now we're dealing with it. And now we're dealing with it.
Right.
And that's why I'm angry. There is nothing that we have done in this world to breed that kind of hate. And if speaking up and asking for recognition can build that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 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 It's just.
Sorry.
No. We'll apologize for what? It's just. That's how you feel. Never apologize. Be unapologetic for how you feel or being passionate about how you feel in your point of view. You don't never got to apologize.
Girl,
not to me. Ever,
I have to breathe, you know, for me. This.
I'm passionate too. It's just, you know, you know. So I never feel that. Not what? Here. Not on Oust, right? Not on Oust now. That's what it's for.
I don't know. I just, like, I'm sitting and I'm angry. And it is, I am emotional because I don't understand that. I don't have the heart. I'm not that person to. I don't know, I'm just not that person. But the anger, like, I don't get that. I truly don't understand that. There's nothing that we could do. There's nothing that we've done that could build that kind of hate. So where does it come from? Where does it come from? Like, I'm raising kids in this world. I'm raising Black kids in this world. I'm a Black woman. It's hard to think, like, as much as I sit here, I want to protect these kids. Sometimes they got to learn shit for themselves. But as much as you sit there and try to protect, like, you can't protect them from people like this. You can't, because as much as you can do, there are people out there who are so hateful. They are hateful people that they can walk around and think this and then act on it.
Well, let's talk about this aspect of it, right? Because you are right. Hateful plays a part in it. But like we talked about earlier, before we really started into the episode, mental illness, something is off there. And I'm not saying everybody that does something. Hold on a minute. I'm not saying that everybody that has this mindset or chooses to do something so sadistic. I'm not saying that everybody is mental illness, but for you, doesn't it have to be something wrong there to to take somebody else's life, doesn't it have to be a level of disconnect in your mind for you to take it that far? I could not like somebody for a number of reasons, but to take their life because of it? Don't you feel like it has to be a disconnect? Don't you feel like it has to be some mental illness? Like, it has to be something wrong in your mind. And I'm not trying to give anybody an out, or I'm not trying to take away from anything that these people that do these things, I'm not trying to take anything away from their decision to do that. But what I'm saying is, doesn't have to be. Don't something have to be wrong with you in your damn mind? It can't just be, I don't like these people. It has to be something there. And like you said earlier, they had already evaluated this kid.
Yeah.
You know, when we first started looking at it, it was like, well, you know, the parents called the police. They did. But up until this point, you didn't know your kid was buying guns, living in your house. You didn't.
Wait.
And you didn't. Oh, okay, I know what you're going to say. I don't know it. But is it, because it lead back to the fact that, like, you're not paying attention to what's happening in your kids' lives, even though they are in your house? Are you asleep at the wheel? Considering what, 2016, so 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 20, 6 years ago, 5 to 6 years ago, there was this thing happening. Okay, yeah, maybe it's mental illness, but you know, sometimes I just be getting sick and tired of everyone blaming their shit. Oh, I want to kill people because I'm mentally ill. And I know that's part of it. I do. I really do. I understand that. But then it's like, wow, we got a whole population of crazy motherfuckers walking around here.
I'm not going to say that's the case. And that's what I was trying to kind of, and maybe I didn't articulate that well. I'm not saying that that's the case with everybody. But for you to actually take someone's life, it has to be a disconnect there. I'm not saying everybody that kills somebody has mental illness. I would never say that. Because half of the mentally ill people out here, they're actually victims. They're victims because people can take advantage of them because it's a disability, because they know they ain't really there all the way. But what I am saying is that for you, think about that. There's a lot of people that you disagree with or that you don't like or that you don't rock out with, that you would never hang out with, that you see them differently, but you ain't gonna go and do nothing like that. Just because I don't rock with you, or just because I don't like your way of thinking, or I don't like your lifestyle, or I don't like your way of life, I'm gonna kill you for it.
I know. But the thing is, like, right. So you just don't rock. Okay, so I don't like this. I'm just not gonna hang out with you. It's as right. simple as that. Like, right. what these people do at the Dollar General, I don't even want to quote his name because this ain't a paid sponsorship, but what you shit don't make me eat. So these people live in their lives, Black folks, people of color, just live in their lives. It's not, they're eating food. It's not making you shit. So what the fuck is so aggravating that it has to resort to this? Like, I understand that some of these people, they're getting radicalized by what they're reading on the internet and stuff like that. I'm not blaming the parents by any means, but I do say, hey, how come you didn't realize what's going on in your own damn house? And I realize shit can happen in your house, and you may not realize things are going on, but maybe we as parents need to be better attuned to what's happening, right? That's a possibility. Sometimes we're just busy just life, living life. But for someone to say, oh man, these motherfuckers, I'm so angry at them, I'm going to pick up a gun and start unaligning people because I don't like this. You're right. There may be something wrong with you. There's a major disconnect because most people will be like, yeah, I'm just not going to hang out with you. Because what you do in your life doesn't necessarily impact me that much. What were we doing as a culture that was impacting this motherfucker so much? 20 years old, living in your parents' motherfucking house. You barely started living life to know what this really means.
Right.
Sorry. I'm angry.
No. Clearly. I already told you. Don't apologize.
I don't get it. I don't get it. It's ignorant. It's stupid. How we get to that point, I don't know. I pray. I just pray.
Girl.
Yeah.
I don't know how to come behind that. All I can say is these families and communities that are affected behind there's no amount of condolences and sympathy, funding. There's no amount of apologies that can fix or take away the hurt that things like this bring. Even to people that are looking at it, like you and I, who are not even in it, how it impacts lives. Like the ripple effect.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, yeah, I know people understand that there's a hurt that comes with this. Like, I'm sitting here crying. Yes, because I'm angry. Because I feel to a degree I'm powerless to prevent. But you have people who should be helping us. And this didn't, we don't live in Florida, but we're impacted by it because this is our people. We are, what, how much of a percentage of the population are we? If we, being this smaller population, and this continues to happen, what's next? Are we gonna be like the dinosaurs? Are we gonna be like, what was the people who, not the Homo sapiens, who were the other people?
Girl, look, I'm over here with my eyes all the way in my damn forehead. Like, wait a minute,
who was it? Homo sapiens.
I know this. What is this?
Who were those people? Hold on. The people who intermingled with the Homo sapiens, if you believe that. The people. Oh, yeah.
Hold on. Let's look it up. So that way we won't.
The cave people.
Caveman?
There was another name for them. It was the caveman. That's not it. Caveman, that's not it. Hold up.
No, I'm Googling it, like, as we speak.
Oh, it might have been the caveman. Hold on. I wasn't looking at this shit.
Here we go. It's called Nether. Say the damn word, sis. I speak English as my first language, by the way. Is that your first? Yes, it is, damn it. Nathanderol.
Thank you. Neanderthal.
I can't get the shit out of my mouth for shit. I was like, say it, damn it. And you probably on the other end, like, shit, I don't know. You tell me, I asked you.
By the way, in my head, it's like, oh, Neanderthals. That's it. That was it.
That's it.
That was the word. I was like, who are those people? The cave people. The Neanderthals.
Thank God for Google. If I could only pronounce it, I'd be all right.
Oh, I'm showing my age, boy. Forgetting all kinds of shit.
Like, damn. I actually kind of liked history a little bit. Shit. Shit, I can't even remember yesterday. You want me to remember some shit that I learned? Oh, damn.
I mean, for real talk, tell me if you can't help but wonder if maybe that's the point, and that's why no one gives a shit. No one cares enough about it.
Or history repeating itself. It's a whole lot easier to regress when people don't have all the information they need to progress.
Keep it stupid on purpose?
Right, right. What ignorance is bliss?
Well, I mean, it is, like, frankly. Like, that's why I don't watch the news as much as I used to, because it's like, oh, you know, there's nothing but doom and gloom here. But at the same time, we can't pretend like we're living under a motherfucking rock. We can't.
Right.
It's impossible.
Right.
It's impossible. But I don't always allow myself to kind of tap into that anger, because it's very, for this reason, because to a degree you just feel powerless. And what can we do? What can we do? We still have to live our lives. We can't walk around in constant fear. Like, we got to go to the grocery store. But at the same time, it's like, oh my God, I need to be out of here, in and out fast.
Take it back. Take it back. You can have it delivered. Take it back.
I get to pick up, but it does change. No, you're right. It changes the way we live, and maybe that's what they want. Like, even I've always been a big proponent of doing pickups and deliveries. I'm like, maybe just start doing that more, because for the obvious reason, like, I don't want to live that way. I don't want to live that way. I want to be able to go to the store and get the shit that I need. But we can't live that way. Like, because it's like we stop living. We're not living the best life that we can live. But it's also, I'm going to sound like a whiny child here, but that shit ain't fair. Certainly not for these people. They're just trying to go to the store and get some stuff.
Right. I feel like, we as a people, and it's sad that we have to be this way. It's sad that we have to be this way, but I feel like we as a people not only need to be more aware, but we need to start training ourselves and our family and our children on what to do and how to do. And I think we talked about this previously, I just can't really remember, sis, but like, just like we teach our kids what to do for a hurricane, what to do for a fire, what to do for stranger danger, it's sad that now we have to, as grown people, what to do for a mass shooting, what to do if someone enters here in a store. And you know what? Even before all of this, because I think of past situations, I am always scanning.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always thinking, what if? And that is a really sad place to have to live. But that is the reality of it. What would I do if someone came in here right now?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what our new reality is. When you go into a grocery shop, a grocery store, or any place of business, a restaurant, sitting down, eating, you better be watching your surroundings.
I'll tell you something funny.
It's sad, but that's what it is now. You better have a game plan. You better have a flight or flight response ready to go and know the what ifs. And that is sad, but that's where we live.
Very true. Something I do, and I didn't always do this, but
when I'm going to the store, I'm like, I'll have like my Crocs on before I leave the house. I'm like, girl, put your sneakers on in case you got to run. No lie. Sad. Like, that's how I live now. Oh, make sure your shit is in sport mode. So the strap is up in case you got to move fast. Like, I really, like, those, you're right. It's sad. But these are the things that we have to, like, we have to continue to live, but we just have to live differently. And I think, like, I was sitting here thinking about, like, why does this make me so angry? It all makes me angry after hearing it all over and over again. But why I think why this is more striking is because this wasn't his first, and it wasn't his initial target. His initial target was a college with students, young people. And maybe that's why I feel more like, maybe that's a part of it. Because had he not been turned away.
Yep. But do you think part of it is that hopeless feeling, that feeling of like, dang, like you said earlier, feeling like, hey, I can't do anything about this. Don't you think that's part of the anger? That's where part of the hurt comes from?
It's possible. Because it does feel, it's a little bit defeating. It feels a little, like, I'm not a defeatist person. I'm really not. Mm-hmm. That's not me. Mm-hmm. But yes, because I feel powerless.
Right.
And that's, I know it's not just me. Like, I think to a degree, maybe that's why there's a level of powerlessness here. Because it's like, ain't shit I can do. I mean, I can start walking around with my kid, because maybe I'll go get myself a carry license to start walking around. I always laugh at people who walking around with like Wally World with a gun in. I'm like, you're so fearful of life. But we have to be this way, right? Because that's the other coin. That's the flip side of it, right? You like, I kind of, sometimes it makes me laugh, but there's a part of me that says, are you trying to do this because you're trying to intimidate people, or is it because you genuinely want it from protection? And that's kind of where I get like, I don't know if this is appropriate. Because, and it, depending on who it is, I question, like, are you really, or is it because you're trying to intimidate other people around you? So I always kind of, I'm kind of, I don't know, I don't want to say I flip-flop back and forth when it comes to that, and it's not on topic, but there is a powerlessness to it. You start walking around with guns to protect yourself? Yes, we could live that way. Mm-hmm. Should it be necessary? Nope.
No.
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 Yeah. I don't want to live that way. I don't want to have to. I don't want to have to make sure I put sneakers on in case I got to run.
Yeah, like, who wants to be faced with that decision? And that's the part that I really, like, I think I, you know, we talked about this. I know I share a lot with you, so I know I share this with you. Like, when I used to be a police officer and I carried a weapon, I would always pray about that thing, like, God, if I have to use it, give me the strength to do whatever I have to do to come back home. So for you to not even have to make that decision, you just walking around. That's how come I feel like some people really do exactly like you said, do it for intimidation.
Yeah.
Do it for intimidation, because who wants to be faced with that decision? Right? That's letting me, that makes me feel like, nah, you looking for it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that makes me feel like. Because, like, let's say I own a gun, or I choose to have a gun, right? I'm not gonna walk around with that thing. I'm not gonna advertise it. I'm gonna have it for my protection, or to like home defense, I think is the word that is what I'm looking for, the terminology. Mm. So I'm gonna have it for home defense, but to be walking around with it, nah, you want it, you're looking for it, you want an excuse, you're trigger happy, you want a reason to have to go ahead and do what you've been practicing on the range.
It's like that movie. You know that movie? What's it called? What movie is called? I won't say his name. Departed. There's a moment where, I don't know, one of the guys is interviewing somebody and he's like, yeah, like 95% of the people, I don't know the exact statistic or exactly how he phrases, so I'm ad-libbing here, or I'm paraphrasing. He says the reason, and I know this is not true for everybody, but he's like, half the reason why half of these people join the force is because they actually want to pop off legally,
right,
under the guise of the law.
Isn't that sad?
Yeah. Yeah, but like, then so it made me wonder, like, oh, this part, I don't know what the real percentage is, but I bet you it's true for some of them.
I bet you there's some facts in there, because yeah. I think about, God help me, because I told you how I felt about quite a few of them, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, I never take away, because I used to work with law enforcement, you know me, I'm a big advocate. I always try to defend what they do, because no one understands what it's like to be put in that position unless you've been put in that position. But I've seen them in action. I've seen some that I'm like, you should not be a cop and you should not have a gun, mm-hmm. because you are not here for the right reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen that. I've witnessed it on more than one occasion. I think I told you that I was even scared to work with this one guy. Like, literally scared. Like, yo, he's going to kill somebody or he's going to get somebody else killed, because he was so ready to pull out that damn gun. I would be terrified. I would hate to go on a damn call, because it was like he was itching for it. And I'd be like, you ain't even got to do all of that. Yeah. And I remember looking at that person like, I want you to justify. As a matter of fact, one day I even asked, oh, you didn't see that tent? You didn't see that tent? You didn't. And some parts, I get it. I get it. When you're out here and you're on your own, you have to make split second executive decisions that's going to change your life or somebody else's. And sometimes you don't have the chance to think about it. But some shit that I've seen out there, yeah, that ain't it. That ain't your reason. And I've witnessed it.
Yeah. And that's like, well, maybe some people, they just want to see destruction. I won't say this here because it's a totally different topic. But there was some politician who said something recently that I was like, you know, I think that you just want to see destruction, and that's what people want. Maybe that's just what they want. Because the things that they say are inflammatory. And they incite things. And I'll tell you that off air, but I was just like, yeah. But then I sit here and think, like, we're looking as individuals, it's like we're looking for the wrong thing. Like, this person, I don't know what he was looking for. But was this really what you were looking for? You want to, like, go down in history as a murderer of people of color? That's your sole goal in life? 20 years old, this is the best you have to offer to society?
Profound.
This is the best you got? Like, there's so many things that you can do and be. There's so many things that you can could have been. Wow. There's so many things.
Wow.
This is the best you offer to your parents, who I'm sure have sacrificed for your ass. Child. And this is the best you could give them.
Woo. Now that hits home. Now you know that hits home for me. God dang, if that ain't profound.
That's the best you got. I don't understand how I'm not making excuses, but I guess I'm trying to maybe reconcile. I don't understand. Of all the things you could do in life, you can go very far. You just have to know it.
But this is the, you feel like this is the, as far as you can get?
Well, I'm happy that you brought the age into it. And again, I'm not offering any type of excuse. Mm-mm. I'm not. Mm-mm. I refuse to do that. Okay. But what I am saying here is that think about how you saw things at 20. Then think about how you saw things at 30. And now here I am. I'm going to use me in my 40s. And I have to say, it's a difference. Hell, sometimes me at 40, I look at me last year and be like, yeah. Right?
Maybe I don't. Yeah, it's true. It's like there's a level of maturity and growth that we have to experience, but that comes with actually experiencing life and not doing this shit here. And I also don't think I can fully relate because at 20 years old, I was preparing for life on my own, working full time and trying to fit school in there. So like, I can't really.
He was still living with his parents, might I
add. Yeah, okay. I wasn't preparing for. I wasn't living with my parents at 20 years old. So I have a hard time relating to that because I'm like, yes, I understand that when we're younger, we still have growing pains that we have to experience. But there's no growing pain. You have the world ahead of you. You have life, like real life ahead of you, like marriage, kids, whatever. Like there's this big wide world that you can experience and travel and see. And this is the best, like, I don't, well, so like, how does someone have to feel about themselves? Like that's all they have.
I know, but just think about that. That even plays into a lot of young people that commit suicide. Is that not the same thing? Like, do you really not realize that there is more to life? Do you not realize that tomorrow you might not even think about this? Think about people that commit suicide over somebody else. Like, you just live a little bit longer. I promise you, 10 years from now, you won't even be thinking about that damn person. And if you do think about that person, you can be like, what the fuck was I thinking?
Right.
Right? So, I mean, maybe it is a lack of I don't even know how to articulate. Maybe it's not realizing, hey, wait a minute, tomorrow. Maybe that's that instant gratification era. Like, no, we're going to do this today. We're going to remember. Okay. Like, remember when I was talking earlier and you asked me a really important question? And maybe that's what it is. I was making a decision, and the first thing that you asked me is, when did that happen?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you were like, yo, are you making that decision off of right now? Are you making that decision off of your emotions right now? Yeah. Or did you have some time to really think about this? And maybe that's a level of maturity that they haven't had or given themselves the opportunity to even get to. A lot of times when I thank God, and you know for a fact, because I've done it when we and you have talked, a lot of times I thank God, you know, I thank God that I had the opportunity to be able to realize it, because some people don't have that opportunity.
Or maybe even have someone to talk to about it. Because you have family. You tell your father to go look at your computer. So, like, did you have no one to talk to about these things? And you could have talked to your parents about it. Okay, sometimes we don't feel comfortable talking to our parents about shit, right? We can't give our parents the real skinny. We can't give them the full deal, real deal, right? But did you have no one else to talk to?
Maybe they did. And maybe they was talking to, let's be honest, we have some of these, here we go. Ooh. Let's be honest. We have these radical groups online, mm-hmm. and then we have people in everyday society that target. Mm-hmm. Remember, I told you, because that's how I felt about my kids, right? They know who to target. Mm-hmm. okay, so his family is going through a divorce. Uh-oh, we have an opening here. Mm. Oh, wait a minute. He's in this particular group.
By the way, you're right. Because that's what those Catholic priests were doing.
We know who to target.
Yep. They knew who to target by who, what their family life looked like.
Yeah.
That's what they were doing. Yep.
That's what they
And I'm not just talking about my ass.
Right. Yep. That's what predators do. They know who to target. And they target, unfortunately, usually younger people. Because they're more impressionable. They're more easier to mold. We talked about that when we were talking, when we did the episode. When we did that. Yep. So they're molding these kids. They're influencing these kids. Who's easier to influence? Me at 40 or this person right here at 14 or at 20? Heck, even 30. So I'm not taking anything away from his decision of what he did. However, there are influences that we just don't have control over. Just like when you were saying earlier about, you know, was the parents not paying attention? And parents can be paying attention, but there's always a way around it. There's always going to be someone or some opposition. And it's so much easier now, because now we do have social media. Now we do have all these things online. They don't have to come into your house to come into your house anymore.
So is the bigger solution to keep your kids off the internet?
No, I ain't gonna say that either, but definitely, hell no, because sometimes that shit comes in handy. Didn't it just come in handy for us? We're like, what are those people called again? Let me Google this. Hey, sometimes I encourage that shit because I don't know the answers. My kid come ask me a question, I be trying to act like I'm smart. I be over here with my phone Googling shit.
Let me look this up.
I got an answer for that. Hold on. I don't know if there is a actual solution, and that's the part that makes you feel powerless as well. What is a solution? How can we make this better? And a lot of it is we can't control it. Just like we couldn't control what some of those people were saying in that live. Like what? Well, if you ain't part of the problem, if you ain't ignorant, if that wasn't a real inconsiderate damn comment, people lost their lives. Families are changed. And I'm not just talking about those Black people that were killed. I'm talking about that young man that did that. How his parents must feel. Mm-hmm. Because I know when my kids was out here making really dumb decisions, and I'm like, what the hell? Because this isn't what I represent. I remember standing in that courtroom feeling vindicated when that judge said what she said to me. She was like, no, I see. I did my homework on this because I wanted to know what your parents were doing. I walked out of there with my head high because I was like, thank you. Because too many times when things happen and kids do stuff or people out here do stuff, the first thing we think, and I think it's human nature, because I even said it. Do you remember me saying that when you was like, well, where did he get this from? Hey, listen, was this coming from the household? Hey, is the parents racist? Let's go check this out. I mean, I'm being for real. Like, I take accountability for my shit. And then I thought to myself about my situation that I faced, and I was like, you know what? That's fucked up, Janine. That's fucked up.
I think sometimes it's easier to say, well, the apple don't fall far from the tree when it comes to younger kids, right? Because you're kind of instilling that stuff. But as kids get older, it's harder. So adopt that same, like, I do question. I'm like, well, what was your home life like? I do ask. As they get older, it becomes harder and harder to use that justification, because
we both know, like, as we grow up, we start to develop our own thoughts and mindset when it comes to things. So it's harder to use that justification when someone is getting older or is older, right, or considered an adult age.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Because at some point, you're right, your kids start making their own decisions and you're like, man, I don't agree with this. But I know you've made the decision. I can't deal with whatever the fallout is, whether if it's positive or negative.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you're right. This kid, his family's going to have to, oh, God. Because you're right. Not only did he kill other people, he took his own life. So now his family has to deal with this too. Even like, it's a double whammy, you know?
Right. I feel like even if he wouldn't have took his own life, it's still like, that's your kid that has done that. And then I don't know how every parent is, but I know personally when my kid makes certain decisions, I'd be looking at myself.
Like, what did I go wrong?
What did I do? How did I contribute to this? What happened here? Where is the disconnect? What did I do wrong? And so my heart goes out to everybody in this situation because it's so tragic and it's so very hurtful. So many lives are affected from here on out because of one young person and a decision that they made. And how they came to that decision, who knows? Maybe it was online. Maybe it was a group of people that this person was dealing with and their parents didn't have knowledge. Maybe their parents did have knowledge, but they never really felt like it was going to be that. Who knows?
Mm-hmm. Those outside influences. And you know what? We have talked about that before. Like, your kids are going to have a life that's... You won't even, there'll be elements of it that you won't even know, that they will not share with you because they're not with you 24/7. Like when they're in school, like there's this whole huge block of time that they're being guided by teachers, hopefully the right way, but then other students.
Right. Right. And let's be honest, it's just not in school. It's not in school. Think about the majority of households. The majority of household parents are working, and most shifts end at what time? So if you're fortunate to have a job or employment where you're actually home when they get home from school, that's a blessing.
Yeah.
Because you can't, like, you have to be able to provide for these kids. You had them, and not everybody is sitting home using, that's a whole nother topic, but not, because you know how I feel about that. You know, not everybody is sitting at home and they have that comfort.
Yeah.
Most single parents or even houses that have two-parent households. Thank you. Even two-parent households. Like, you gotta work. So half the time, you know, you're not even there sometimes when those kids are home from school. So sometimes it's not even what they're learning in school. Sometimes it's after school. And think about how
the bus.
Think about
the bus. School bus.
Oh my God, the school bus. Like, really and truly, like, and then for our parents, which I'm guilty of. Like, I take accountability. Like, I couldn't always afford to pay for after school care. Like, and think about what times are now. Hell, you can't even hardly keep groceries in your house the way things are. And now we're going to tack on after school care. And sometimes even after school care, they learn and stuff. Because it's so easy. It's too many other, you can teach your kid whatever you want to teach your kid, but there's always going to be other influences that we just don't have control over. All we can do is do our best. And that's why my heart aches for for his family, just like my heart aches for the victims, because that has to hurt when it's your kid that did this, when it's your child, when it's your family member that committed something so heinous. It's just sad.
Yeah.
It's just sad.
I just, yeah.
Condolences to the families, all of them. Yeah.
It would it'd be nice to be able to say, is there anything that we've learned from this? And I can't even find one good highlight here. Not one. Like, I'm just, There's, I don't know. Like, I'm at a loss. I'm like, there's like, what can we learn? What can we learn from this? What can we learn from this as individuals? What can we learn from this as society? What can we learn? That shit's just gonna keep happening. That's what we learn. And nothing's gonna be done about it. That's what it feels like. I feel a little bit, I'm not feeling very optimistic at this point. I feel blessed. I will say this. I feel blessed, and I continue to pray to not be impacted by shit like this.
I pray for all the families. I pray for every community. I don't see the resolve. I don't see how there is a whole lot to take away from it. And I do appreciate your prayers, and I love you, and I hope, and let's continue to pray for that protection over our family and for other families as well.
We gonna pull it together. Elsters, thank you so much for listening to this episode. We may not be able to see the, I don't know, we're just not seeing the what we've learned from here that was positive. Maybe you can. But thank you for listening. We appreciate you. That's all I've got in me right now.
Yeah, I can't.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. We appreciate your support, whether you're listening to our podcast or even following us on our social media pages. Please check us out on our website at www.oustnow.com, where you can find out where you can listen, all those platforms that we're available on. Don't forget to leave us a message with feedback.
On August 26, 2023, three people were senselessly murdered at the hands of a 21-year-old man with an assault rifle at a local convenience store. The victims' names are Angela Michelle Carr, she was 52, Gerald Gallion, he was 29, and Anult Joseph, also known as AJ. Anult Joseph Legure Jr., he was only 19.